Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
What's the most important thing you saw this morning?
Well, we were looking for a trend shift. You know, the trend's been more supply-centric, meaning let's sell rallies because we're getting the new crop in the ground, and focus has been turned away from the demand, especially the ethanol demand, because of some of the negative press that's been out there on corn-blended ethanol. We wanted USDA to come in and return the market back to a demand-centric mindset where you'd rather buy dips and you're more worried about letting too much supply get out. And we think we got that in the corn market. In the beans, it's pretty much a neutral report, but it gives the technician the ability to buy it because the corn report was friendly. Wheat, by all wheat being on the low end of the range of ending stocks, a good report, especially going into harvest. The trade was a little bit disappointed, I think, with some of the hard red production numbers being a little bit higher. So we might see an issue where the Chicago wheat is the bull or the leader to the upside, if there's going to be any, going into harvest, and the Kansas City is going to stay weighted down until we get more information out of how bad the flooding was in Missouri and Kansas and, you know, other parts of the hard red belt.
Let's look at some particulars then. Do you think that in corn, for example, which made new lows for the move this week, that what we're seeing today will be enough to keep it above those new lows for the next 30 days?
We do. We think that the next 30-day trend is higher. That 360 December corn was plugging in a 1.3 billion bushel carryover by the trade. And that, again, going back to the demand side of the equation, there was a lot of negativity being built up about corn-blended ethanol because of the politics, because of some of the new, you know, elections coming around and some of the publications coming out about the health benefits of it. And so the trade picked up on that because it got into the mainstream media, and now the trade's refocused back on. I think they'll be refocused back on the idea that we're going to see a 58% increase in ethanol demand between this crop year and last, and that if we don't grow a 12.5 billion bushel crop, that indeed we're going to go down in ending stocks. I think probably the biggest thing that we saw that the trade really didn't talk about, and we explored this with both Bloomberg and Dow Jones before we got on the air with you, was the idea that world stocks of corn are going to drop 3% in 07-08 versus last year. Very few people were in that mindset or looking at that number. That was a very big number as far as a drop in stocks, Dave. That we weren't looking for. We're happy to see it, but we weren't looking for it. The yield decline we thought could come through in corn based upon USDA's historical precedent and planted acres and versus, you know, where we were on May 1, that came through. They kept the acreage high, but that world number really did surprise us. So I think that adds a lot of support to the market. And again, we hope that'll turn the tide to let's buy dips here.
Turn your attention then to the soybeans, where I would say after today's action that we are definitely trending higher. We've gone above most of the major moving averages today, and actually we've been trending higher for the last 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the key here is, I think, what we're trying to present to the clients with the beans is, yes, you can trend higher if you have bean oil on your side, you have a weak dollar on your side, and because you have weekly stochastics in the bean charts on your side trying to flash a buy signal. But what we have to kind of balance that with is the idea that in our model at 775 November beans, where we opened up at today before the opening, the market was trading about a 250 million bushel carryover, because back in 03 and 04, when we only had 112 million bushel carryover, the average price ended up being $7.34. So as you go up to $8 and approach those old highs of 835, 843 area, I think you're going to have to start defending the position if you're a long biased person, that the dollar's weakening, that the bean oil's red hot, and that the demand from China especially is just going to go up, up, and away, and they're not going to worry about how high the prices are, because we do have a very big world supply still. So we kind of have to balance that, and we feel like we're kind of back in the same mindset, or could go back to the same mindset in the trade, where the beans get bought just simply because of the wheat and the corn. They've unleashed those a little bit, and they're going to let them run a little bit higher again. And so it's safe to buy beans again before we get into pod fill.
So how has today's numbers then changed your thoughts on marketing from now forward?
We had a lot of clients in the last 2 weeks, Dave, really come to us in earnest and say, look, I'm scared these highs are in. I'm scared we're going lower. I don't want to be in calls through pollination, and even though I'm half sold at very good price levels. I don't want to be half re-owned at these levels and worry about these calls just eroding. I think today's report, at least we're hoping today's report, shifts that tide back. We keep the September calls in place. July corn has gotten back up above its 200-day moving average. That's a big deal today for us. Dees did not go through it, so that's a nice thing to see us get some area off of that. Next stop would be the 50-day moving average for the SEP and Dees corn. Can we get that back as a support line, especially if the July is not being bought more aggressively and the spread stays weak? That's probably the biggest thing that we're watching are the moving averages and the spreads. But the net-net effect is let's stick with the game plan of keeping corn re-owned because we have to grow at least 12.5 billion bushels now. In the beans, we're still good with our three-quarters of the way sold at higher price levels. We've got some calls defending that still. We'll look at that 830 to 845 level, those old highs, to see what kind of strength the market can muster.
Any final thoughts that you want to touch on?
Yeah, the biggest thing that we're probably going to have to go back to is the energy complex, too. We've gained back just about everything we've lost in the unleaded gas. The RBOB futures in June made a new contract high yesterday. It seemed like the corn market in particular really kind of sloughed that off, whereas the bean oil market picked up on that very nicely this week. We're wondering whether the energy complex and the energy traders may not come back into the corn market now they've got this kind of a report under their belt.
And do you think the answer will be yes?
We do, just because of the ethanol demand, Dave, and because when you look at it from a standpoint of how much corn we're shipping out, when we got those big sales from South Korea and Japan yesterday, really does tell us the corn's fairly valued in the world as far as out of the Gulf.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Looking at the current tick, May wheat in Kansas City now trading 484 up 12. July, 475 and a quarter up 3.5, now 3.25. May wheat at the Board of Trade, 476 up 3. July, 487 up 5.5. September, 499 up 7. May corn, 355.5, up 9.75. July, 363.5, up 9. December, 369, up 12.5. May beans, 750, up 17. July, 762.5, up 16.25. November, 791, up 15.5. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in the north, partly to mostly sunny. In central sections, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a few scattered showers toward the south. In the south, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, highs ranging from 72 to 86. Tonight, in the north, mostly clear. In central sections, clearing. In the south, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially during the evening hours. Lows ranging from 45 to 62 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs from around 60 at Lake Michigan to 84 in the far south. You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.